Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, we have Sue Early, Executive Director of the Rehoboth Beach Film Society, and George Beckerman, who is a member of the Adult Committee for the Seaside Jewish Community Center, and also a team working with Sue Early in the developing and creation of the Jewish Film Festival. Welcome both of you to the radio program.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Important times, particularly when it comes to the Jewish community, George, and pertinent that you are both collaborating in the developing of this Rehoboth Beach Jewish Film Festival. Why the collaboration, George, and why at this time?
I can tell you why the collaboration, because Sue was good enough to invite us into a conversation about collaborating on a Jewish film festival.
Mm-hmm.
Films are very appealing in the adult education program that we conduct at Seaside. And I'm pretty sure from my own experience and observation that Jewish-themed films are quite popular in the community at large, given the audiences and level of interest that show up at Sue's programs year in and year out.
Yeah, and I just want to add to that. This is actually the second year of the festival.
Indeed, okay.
The Film Society's mission is to promote cinematic arts, but we find it a very effective communication tool that can increase awareness in the community on a multitude of subjects. And so we felt that together we could raise awareness about the Jewish culture, the commonalities we share, the differences that all of us experience as humans.
Indeed, and you put it in a very nice way, Sue, in the sense that particularly at this time, it seems that we need to elevate the conversation regarding understanding of the Jewish community. Unfortunate situations that have happened have put the Jewish community in a rough spot that probably shouldn't be happening. Got my attention, I have to say, that the mission of this event is to deepen awareness of the Jewish culture and experiences. So, from a more personal standpoint, George, why do you think it might be important at this time to attend, not all of them, but perhaps some of the programs or movies that you have today?
Well, I've had the opportunity this year to view a few of the films myself and read the literature about all of the films. Last year, I actually was involved in the selection of all of the films. I think I would put the appeal in two frames of reference.
Okay.
One is the broad appeal of interfaith dialogue and communications, and I think the Governor's Council on Faith-Based Partnerships represents that kind of cross-faith and interfaith communications that is so valuable nowadays, not only for the Jewish community, but for all communities, including the Christian denominations, as well as the Muslim denominations and others. So there is that interfaith value that Seaside seeks and is very much a part of. On the second level, here locally in southern Delaware, in the Cape region, Seaside already engages with other houses of worship and other community organizations on local projects and programs, and so this would be the film festival. Is an extension of that, but it is a huge leap into public consciousness to be able to partner with the Rehoboth Beach Film Society and Sue and her team. So these things blend together, at a time which is, important to keep in mind, but it is part of a long tradition here as Seaside approaches its 20th anniversary, which we're very pleased with. And a tradition in the Jewish community at large to connect with other communities.
Indeed, and you were reading my mind, George, in the sense that it is important for those who have not been in contact with the Seaside Jewish Community Center about your mission, what you do, and refreshing perhaps people's memories where to find you in terms of location and the likes.
That's right, and find themselves as well.
Right.
This is to help create this wonderful environment within the Jewish communities, and there are several traditional faith pathways represented at Seaside Jewish Community, and so it raises internal awareness and engagement, as well as enables and welcomes engagement with the larger community. Seaside Jewish Community is a Jewish synagogue and also provides a variety of community programs of one sort or another that are in the Jewish tradition. We have adult education programs, we have religious school, we have social programs, we have community services and community engagement programs. But it's a relatively small synagogue, about 400 plus members, about 250 families. I think generally, while it's small on a national basis, it is a good size in the state of Delaware.
It sounds like it. And so tell us about the experience, because this is the second year, so it's becoming like an important event for you every year. How was the experience a year ago?
Well, the year ago, this event actually celebrated the opening of the Cinema Art Theater.
Oh, there you
go.
So
it was a wonderful event to hold. Being part of the committee, I don't do much on the films, but, you know, there's other logistics that I work on. But we've developed relationships with members of Seaside community that, you know, we knew these people. We may have seen them at films, but now we're actually getting to know more and more about each other and have discussions throughout the year on other events that are taking place, whether it be in the community or nationally. So it's been wonderful.
It's been a wonderful personal and human experience for civic and civil experience all of us here in in this community.
And the event was so well attended this year that it's expanded this year. Last year it was so well attended, we expanded it this year. We added additional films, additional activities. There's going to be a dinner that explores the Israeli cuisine.
Oh my gosh, is that right? I probably need to go there.
Yes. We also have speakers at several films to introduce the film and guide audience participation afterward. These are expert speakers who are intimately involved in their careers with the subject matters of the films, whether they be documentaries or feature films.
Now, are you having discussions maybe after the movie or before the movie? It sounds like you're engaging the community not only for the movie, but immediately after.
Right, and that's one of the things that the Film Society tries to do in all its programs. It's not just to watch a film. It's enrich that whole experience by discussing afterwards what was the message of the film, what was the filmmaker trying to convey, what is your perception of what took place. And it really makes it a very fulfilling experience.
It does. And do you have red wine included, Sue, or how does that flow the conversation?
You need a gathering permit for that, so no red wine during this event.
All right. Well, we have to behave then. That's fine. Well, you share, perhaps, if you will, the programming for these years. Let me re-engage with the audience to let them know that you're listening into Delaware State of the Arts News Talk 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. We are very lucky to have today, so early, Executive Director of the Rehoboth Beach Film Society, and George Beckerman from the Seaside Jewish Community. He is part of the Member Adult Committee and working closely with the Rehoboth Beach Film Society in developing the Rehoboth Beach Youth Film Festival that is running in its second year, right, Sue?
Yes, and the dates for the festival are March 22nd to the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
You can find out the whole film schedule and descriptions on our website, www.rehobothfilm.com. In addition, there's a couple of pre-festival events. On March 16th, we will be screening the film Focus, and there'll be a post-screening discussion about the novel of the same name led by Eric
Z. Kim.
And then on Friday, March 17th, there's going to be a breakfast conversation
with Eric Zakim. He's director of the film program at the mm-hmm. University of Maryland,
mm-hmm.
and he is very knowledgeable about Jewish-themed films and literature.
Mm-hmm.
The movie Focus and the book Focus
mm.
were written by Arthur Miller, a very prominent American author. And so that's a very exciting way to kick off the film festival this year.
There you go. But you have to give us, George, like a little of an idea of the array of different topics that you are touching on this year, perhaps. Would you be so kind to kind of invite the audience with those movies?
Well, I can speak best to two of the films, which
okay.
I have become intimately familiar with.
Please.
One is a film called Bessa, B-E-S-A, and it is an extraordinary story about the Muslim Albanian people during World War II saving Jews from Nazi Holocaust during the war and supporting the Jewish community, many of whom were immigrants, if I may, to Albania from Eastern and Central Europe, seeking safe haven in this Muslim country. Wonderful, a wonderful story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a documentary film. The other one is also a documentary film, and it is called Keep Quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very, very layered, enriched film. The essence of it, a man in his late 30s, ultra-nationalist, right-wing, anti-Semite, learns that he is Jewish. And he connects with a Hasidic rabbi
mm-hmm.
in Hungary, and together they take the path to their respective growth
mm.
in traveling to understanding this man on how he lived with himself, not knowing he's a Jew,
mm-hmm.
and how he becomes living with himself, knowing now that he's a Jew, and having the rabbi as a guide. So those are two very, very powerful stories.
Especially the last one, George. The last one is a confrontation of who you are, and then all of a sudden you realize that your identity is completely different.
That's right. And this is this particular documentary
uh-huh.
is current. This happened, this self-awareness happened about 3 or 4 years ago. So this is today's world that
uh-huh.
we are seeing in that movie.
We have another film, Guillermina, that we're showing that compared to a very relevant situation that's occurring right now.
Okay.
And that's Every Face Has a Name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a story about survivors of German concentration camps that arrived in the harbor of Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Faces are captured on film, and there's interview with the people now in which they're asked to express what they were experiencing at that time. But the film creates a visual parallel with refugees disembarking in Europe
mm-hmm.
some 70 years later now. And so there's relevance of how something that happened so long ago is, you know, reoccurring in a different community of, you know, of people.
Like, you know what? So that's terrific as well. And particularly because it's deja vu. We're living, like, not only in this case, another scene from 70 years ago, perhaps, but it sounds in many ways, in from a different perspective, that we are going back to the 60s in terms of advocacy and the like. So this is like deja vu on steroids, don't you think?
There's human nature at work.
I guess.
As Martin Luther King would say, the arc of history tends toward justice, but there's a forever way to go on that, and stories are bound to repeat themselves, and I think it's important that we recognize that, because that's the way we can understand the world at large and our own personal response to it.
And let's hope that a lot of people get more involved these days.
Right.
Because that's important.
Indeed, and to your point, I was listening not long ago that advocacy is becoming a way of living. It is not something for the chosen few, but precisely since we need to present different perspectives, we are becoming, whether we like it or not, advocates.
And that could be at the very local level through programs like this that Sue and the Film Society and Seaside has put together. The advocacy can start off small. It does not have to be global. You can't solve all of the problems.
Right.
You enrich a community, all of the communities. So organizations like this contribute to a very vibrant and open community here in Southern Delaware.
There you go. And before we forget, Sue, please refresh people's memories in terms of if they want to see what movies are running, when, how, and all the details that people need to know in case of interest. What do they need to do?
They need to visit the website of www.rehobothfilm.com. All the films are listed with their descriptions. Some of them have trailers, and you can buy tickets online.
Can you tell
us? $10 to each film.
You were reading my mind. So for $10, guys, please. I mean, you cannot have better than these $10. You might not have wine. It's important to behave in the location, which, by the way, Sue, I remember now that you have a new location. How is that going along?
While we're getting ready to celebrate the end of our first year, it's been wonderful. Attendance increases every year, every month, and people are giving a lot of positive feedback that they're getting to see films that they normally wouldn't see. Before we get off, I just want to give some credit to the sponsors of this film festival.
Mm-hmm.
The Jewish Federation of Delaware is our premier sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Jewish Family Services is a supporting sponsor, as well as Biblion Bookstore in Lewis. They've been wonderfully supportive.
Important. And George, do you have to thank somebody or something that comes to mind? We still have a few more minutes, so no need to rush at this time. But it is important, as Sue did, recognizing those who are related to the effort.
Well, there are sponsors for each film.
Oh, okay.
And most of the sponsors are individuals, most of whom are members of Seaside.
Mm-hmm.
But there is one film sponsor that represents the interfaith dynamic that we all seek. And that film sponsor is the Thomas Merton Interfaith Society of Southern Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Merton is a Catholic monk who was a tremendous proponent of social justice and interfaith dialogue. I happen to be a co-founder of that group here and was delighted with the opportunity to connect that group up with this wonderful initiative.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much, George. And from the Seaside Jewish community, is there something artistically speaking that people need to be aware of aside from the Rehoboth Beach Jewish Film Festival, George?
Well, we are pretty much a conventional synagogue, although we are egalitarian, mm-hmm. and we are not affiliated with any one of the core denominations in Judaism, Reform, Conservative, or Orthodox, or Reconstructionist,
mm-hmm.
but our members come from all of those internal faith pathways. And so it is a very, very dynamic community, emotionally, spiritually, intellectually. And we welcome people to our website, which is SeasideJewishCommunity.com.
There you go. And now we have a minute left, and perhaps you both want to share intention of continuing this maybe for next year. It sounded like this one is bigger and better, but if that is the case, what about the third year, Sue?
Well, this is just like all of our programs, that they continue to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Since part of the focus is to explore the Jewish culture, you know, we'd like to add more cultural events to it, perhaps music and dance, you know, other events that give people, not everybody loves film, but they can learn through other forms of art. And so we hope to be able to expand the variety of activities that we're offering.
Indeed. And with that, I'm going to have to thank you, both of you, for your time today. Wonderful program. And the Rehoboth Beach Jewish Film Festival is happening from where to where, Sue, just briefly?
March 22nd through the 26th, with a couple of pre-festival activities taking place on March 16th and 17th.
Excellent. With that, we're closing the program. Thank you very much for your time today, and certainly inviting you to come back for the third version that promises to be fantastic.
Thank you for the opportunity to share information about the event.
Thank you very much.